down their cell phones and look up into the sky. They need to continue doing that, because looking up into the sky every day of your life is a good thing to do. If you only try it, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And then it would be nice if people could go out in the evening and look up in the sky. Because people used to do that long, long ago, before artificial light came into our reality. As the stories have been told, people would gather in the evening just to gaze at the stars and dream. But it's more than just that. There's communication going on between you and those consciousnesses out there. It's important to understand that we're living in a world now that from childhood we're told a lot of incorrect things. Public education is really to get you to follow rules, listen to commands, and memorize facts that are really not that important. They throw a few good things in, but public education is a brainwashing system. In fact, it's outlived its usefulness in places like America. We have the internet now, and public education has not kept up with the knowledge. And let's not forget, in the last couple hundred years, if not longer, knowledge has been thwarted and kept from the general public. Only the elite get to the secret societies, find out what's really going on. Of course, a lot of that is being brought to the forefront of things nowadays. So anyhow, on the day of the eclipse, people were out there interacting like human beings again, and becoming part of the bigger picture, the cosmos, the universe, the celestial things out there that revolve around space, travel through space, just like our Earth takes us. We need to keep doing that, going out and meeting in public and talking to strangers. This whole thing of texting, it's part of a bigger plan to separate humans from humans. People, young people, are not gaining the skills it is to talk to strangers or have a real conversation face to face. And that's part of a subversive plot to dehumanize the human being. Because the people, or sometimes we could say the entities, because our world is overly controlled from not only the rich people in this world, but the not of these earth creatures. That's what I call them. I invented the name, not of this earth creatures. N-O-T-E, that's the acronym. I call them note creatures. No, they're not playing musical instruments, and they're not playing a tune that you want to dance to, but they're trying to force you to dance to their discordant idea of what we as humans should be doing. And I talk about this every week because it's an important thing to understand. We're living in an over-manipulated world. It's all moving to totalitarian. Our federal government is one step short of being a dictatorship-type government. you know, we have, there's all kinds of ways you can describe the current federal government. You know, they've become pawns for the wealthy. The lobbyists tell our Congress what to do, and they march in step to the tune being played. Well, that's not good for the common people. And we need to disassociate ourselves from these traitors who have taken over our federal government. This is why everybody likes President Trump, whether he's perfect or not perfect. At least we recognize him as somebody who hasn't jumped on board with political correctness and turned into a rotten apple like most of the Congress has. You know, it's sad what has happened, but we have to face up to reality. You know, the people in charge of the American government are really not doing their job. They've sold the American people out. It didn't just start last week. It started a long time ago, but it's just getting worse day by day. These people, they have no brain power. They don't even know how to get along with each other. It's ridiculous. And it's not happening by chance. And that's why it's important to connect the dots here. This is a lengthy, subversive plan to re-enslave the human race. We have to go back in history hundreds of thousands of years and accept the fact that life forms from another planet in particular came here and got themselves a brilliant idea. Let's turn the human beings, the primitive human beings, into our slave labor force. And that is the beginning of what has led up to where we are today. I talk about it in my book. That's why I recommend everyone in the world should read my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Because I've correlated the important facts that we have to go back in history and understand where the enslavement of the human race started. And then we can get rid of a lot of these false accusations that are plaguing America. You know, I know what I'm talking about when I speak. It's time for Afro-Americans to stop blaming the Europeans for enslavement. It started with the note creatures, not of this earth creatures, approximately 300,000 years ago. Not only did they enslave the human race, they genetically altered us. And there's where we have the beginning of a half-breed human race. And the bloodlines have, though they've thinned out, those who have the original, the note creatures I'm talking about, sometimes they're called the Anunnaki, sometimes they're called the Nephilim. I call them the 12th planet creatures because that's where I began finding out about them by reading a book called The 12th Planet. And that book is based on what's called Sumerian tablets. Yeah, so the record is cut in stone over there in what used to be Sumeria, and they have plenty of stories of how the whole thing started with the enslavement of the human race. And that's why Sumerian culture is one of the first recognized city-state cultures, because after enslaving us for around 300,000 years, our enslavers began to like some of us, and they, you know, kind of like we like our pets, our cats and our dogs. Well, that's about as much consideration they had for us. So let's give these, our pets, their own little city-state, and that was the beginning of Sumerian culture. This is a history lesson that needs to be taught in every school in America. It needs to be taught around the world. And when we look at what was recorded on the stone tablets, no sooner than The first city-state, Sumerian city-state, was set up. They had all the problems that we have today. People were complaining about abuse of power and all the other city-state problems of our modern cities began to materialize. And that's the plan we're still working with. You know, the natural plan for humanity was not to live in big cities. It was small communal living in harmony with the earth. Of course, the fact that the first city-state culture was not of our invention, it was of the 12th planet. And they, you know, Earth is not their home planet, they're a 12th planet. Some people call it Nibiru, whatever. Doesn't matter what we call it or they call it. I refer to it as the 12th planet because it's an easy thing to remember, 12th planet. In regards to our solar system, because it comes in and out and then goes out in space, makes a boomerang U-turn at that star called Sirius and comes back. This information is on the Sumerian clay tablets. So, in a sense, it is part of our solar system. But here's what, they are the cause of all the original problems on Earth on a major scale. They were the ones that decided that we're going to enslave the human race. They're the ones that entered genetically into our bloodline thinking they were going to make slaves better, more applicable, humans more applicable for doing the work they had in mind for us to do, which was working in the mines and stealing our gold. So who are these creatures from the 12th planet? Well, one, they're a male-dominated society. There's where we get all our oppression of women from. It's not the human idea, it's their idea, and they impose their will and their viewpoints on us. And after being exposed to that for roughly 300,000 years before they decided to give us our first city-state culture, which became a model for modern cities, which is not really a great model, we are already infected with the idea of male dominance and females being second-class citizens. And that's where it all started. And if you don't go back that far, you're not looking at the whole issue. And this is an important issue that we need to resolve and understand. We've been duped from long time back. And that same group that duped us then, they're the ones who are behind the world takeover now. Because for a short bit in recent times, they were losing control of the earth. And these people are the real control freaks. And they're the ones who gave us all the bad examples of how to get along, how to not to get along. And they're a conflict-type society. They love violence. And that's why they've encouraged us to go down the same path, because they can't, they are addicted to interfering in the affairs of mankind. This is why you need to read my book. It's all explained. I defy anybody to prove that I said anything wrong in my book, because it took me a long time to put all this information together. Bits and pieces were coming in here and there. And that's the key, connect the dots. That's why I talk about these things, because we have to connect the dots. And if you're familiar with that old... I don't know how many people go out to public diners, but I've been doing it my whole life, and they put placemats on the tables in public diners. And for a long time there, well, never mind a long time, eventually I remember seeing that placemats on tables and diners started putting games, and one of the games they had was connect the dots. Maybe you've played this game in public school where you have all these dots, and the idea is to connect the dots and you'll see an outline of a picture. And then you've solved the puzzle. And that's really what connect the dots refers to, the term. Once you connect the dots in the correct manner, you'll have a picture of what was hidden there. And that's why connecting the dots in life is a very, very important thing to do. Because then we can reveal what's going on hidden right in front of our eyes sometimes. And there's a lot going on. It's over control of our world. And it's the 12th planet behind it. But now, because there's other factors involved, the picture is, there's really a big, big picture with a lot of missing pieces in it. And I've done my best in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, to include the most relevant ones that we need to be addressing now. Because the real big picture of life, you only get more pieces to the puzzle when you move up the zones of reality, which I explain pretty well in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. And it's important to understand that life here on Earth is just one level of frequencies. You know, we talk about the lower levels, and we number them. Some people call it dimensions, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And 12, that's an important number we should realize. It's, it represents what's called the 12 basic dimensions. And then there is a term called the overtones. In other words, each one of these dimensions, or what I call zones of reality, are divided into 12 sections. Some have called it the overtones of each dimension or the overtones of each zone, but I believe the word zone works better because I don't like words that have dual meanings. It causes confusion, and that's the last thing we need now is confusion. But I mean, we're inundated with it every day with the fake news media. In fact, they ought to start erecting, forget about tearing down statues, they ought to start erecting statues of President Trump all around the country. And at the bottom of the statue needs to be read the words, "The man who educated Americans about the fake news." Sure, a lot of us knew it was fake news, but he made the public statement. And now we, no sooner than we look at the fake news, it's quite obvious. Of course, we've been surmising this for years, but he's the man who coined the phrase fake news, and there should be statues of him all over America just for that fact alone. He told us that the system was rigged. We knew that already, but he re-educated on a national level about these things. And that's what we're that's part of our problem. I'm connecting the dots here, right for you here. But you need to go out and connect the dots yourself. And that requires you need to investigate on your own. Don't rely on the fake news to tell you what the reality is, because they are lying most of the time. And even when they give you a bit of truth, that doesn't justify all the other lies they're telling. What can we say the fake news gives us? Truthful? The weather, sometimes. I mean, like I like to say, let's talk a real conversation here. I've listened to weather reports where the guy giving the weather report, and we're talking about, like, you know, the evening news, like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, something like that, the local station giving the weather report. And he's talking about a sunny day, and meanwhile, right outside, it's snowing. I mean, how wrong can you get? So what does that say? Does the weatherman who gives the news, there's no windows in the building? Probably not, if he, where he's at. And he's just reading off a teleprompter. Whereas if the news is a little more real, perhaps they should have the news guy with a big picture window there, so he can tell us the real truth. I'm looking out the window now, and it's snowing. Forget about the teleprompter, because somebody prompted the teleprompter incorrectly. Somebody programmed the wrong information into there. And who was that person? He probably doesn't have a window where he is either. And this is the things that we need to start talking about, how over-controlled, misinformed we all are. And these are important things to be thinking about. There's a lot of people, out there traveling different paths in this world. There's people on individual spiritual journeys, which in many ways connects to a collective consciousness of a spiritual journey. I listen to these people, and I try to my best to understand what they're going after. Some of it's common sense. Yeah, you want to look for the goodness. You want to center around your heart, your loving heart, and be thinking about good things, embracing good things, looking to connect with good things. There's that word connect again. So it's important to listen to what these people have to say. A lot of them are into yoga, and a lot of them have spiritual guides, which is not for everybody, believe me. And I'm one of the few people that's willing to talk about it. Because if you're living your life through a spiritual guide, there's a lot you need to consider. I'm not talking about real spiritual guides like the Lord Jesus Christ or someone of almost important stature. I'm talking about minor spiritual gods, because no matter what the being you're communicating is, you have to determine whether that being, that invisible being, the one you call a spiritual guide, is whom they say they are. And just to let everybody know, I search knowledge in all areas of life, and I've come across some good knowledge. And the knowledge is, the test is, in order for you to find out if you're working with a spiritual guide, if that spiritual guide is who they say they are, you have to call them on it, ask them a key question, and they have to ask them, you have to ask the same question three times. If they have a problem with that, well, chances are they're an imposter right there, and they might try to come up with all kinds of clever conversation to not answer you. But if they are legitimate, they will play along with your rightful investigation to find out whether they're real or not. It's in the teachings of Jesus, in fact. He is on record, the historical record of Jesus. It's been written down that one of his teachings was to test the spirits. He didn't go into it like I'm going into it, but the information was there. And if you comply that, combine that with another one of his teachings, seek and you will find. If you seek, you'll find what I just told you about asking the spirit, are you really whom you say you are? You know, the universe is filled with good spirits and bad spirits. Unfortunately, a lot of them bad spirits have come here, along with all the other trash that has come here, because it's like a feeding frenzy on Earth. You know, once the word got out, boy, these earthlings are stupid. We can turn them into slaves. We can set ourselves up as false gods because they're really stupid. Well, once that message gets out, there's no surprise. Planet Earth is a destination of evil. It's like a tourist attraction. Hey, let's take a trip to Earth and manipulate them stupid Earthlings. And this is what we're caught up in, whether we want to admit it or not. Prove to me it's not so. And that's one of the big philosophical statements I make in my book. That's why everybody on Earth should read it. You know, you have a right to turn the tables on anybody who's accusing you. You know, you want to say I'm not talking the truth? I'm going to turn the table on you and say, well, prove I'm not talking the truth. That usually ends the conversation right there, because people try to win conversations by just talking. And when and usually people are always looking to make somebody out to be a liar. Well, you know, you could try to do that with me, but I'll call your bluff on it, and I'll say prove it, and that will end the conversation. Every time I call, somebody tries to dump some junk on me, and I turn the table on them, that is usually the end of the conversation, because there's false accusers everywhere. People make a living of false accusing. Look at our politicians. That's their idea of getting you to vote for them. Well, I'll talk bad about this person. I'll talk bad about this that person. I mean, it's happening, and we need to pay attention to this. Meanwhile, back to testing your spiritual guides. You have to do that. You have to do the three question test. Let me tell you what I've uncovered. That's important information. There's a large amount of evil creatures out there. Some of them are invisible spirit entities. And like I said, they've all seemed to come here to Earth. And it's been going on for a long time. Especially, it's easy for these invisible spirit beings. They're invisible, so they, you know, they con you into believing they are whom they say they are. There's spirit beings impersonating every so-called good spirit being. Yes, there are beings out there that claim to be the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how bad it is, you know. And the other ones claim to be the Buddha. Other ones claim to be, you name it, name your favorite spiritual being. They play this game with us because we're so gullible. I mean, that's a good point about humanity in a way. We're trusting. And they have, the evil ones have taken advantage of our trust. And it's a very important point. So those of you who have your spiritual guides, or if you know people who have spiritual guides, pass the word along. It's time you find out whom your spiritual guide is. You might have a real one, but then you might have an imposter. And, you know, just like in real life. I remember when I was a little child, you know, the local kids would all get together and we would play baseball on the street, play football on the street, and at the start of the game, we'd all claim, I'm so-and-so, yeah, I'm so-and-so, and we'd all pick our favorite players and then pretend to be as good as they were. Well, it's the same thing with spirit beings. They picked an important spiritual revealer of truth, the real one, and they pretend to be that one because they want that notoriety, and they know that human beings are easily fooled. And people go through their whole lives, they think they have spirit guides, and they have the wrong spirit guide because they never bothered to do the test. And what do bad spirits want to do? They want to manipulate us because they don't have bodies. So they want to manipulate the ones who have the bodies to do things the way they'd like to see us do things. This goes on every day, second to second, minute to minute. And we, the human beings, need to connect the dots as to what is going on. Some of us are under full control of spiritual entities, and so many of those entities are not good ones. It's a powerful mind control technique. And all the creatures in the universe outside of apparently Earthlings know about telepathic communication. It's an important thing to understand. It's a reality. I've had telepathic communications. In fact, we probably all do. We're not listing it as that because we haven't been educated to understand when certain things happen. It's a telepathic communication. And like I said, all the creatures in the universe know about telepathic communication. This is how the animal world does it a lot. We rely too much on language, which is nothing wrong with it in a way, but we've completely neglected our telepathic communication abilities. Like I've always said, hey, this is an educational show. Occasionally I tell a joke, and there might be one coming up in a minute or two, but I'm still on this subject about subliminal communication, telepathic communication. You know, we've been co-creation. I'm jumping here, but it ties in. Co-creation is the way of the universe. The only one who creates outside of co-creation is the real God himself. And when you get the detailed information, and it's out there whom the real God is, you learn a lot. First of all, you learn that's why God's referred to as himself, because the term him, he was the only term out there. It took eons of time, billions, trillions, gazillions of earth years before something was specifically identified as the female to work in conjunction with the male. You know, it has to do with the start of physical creatures, I believe, because then one, you would need two types of physical creatures, basically, to procreate and keep the species going. So the information is out there. When at the beginning of creation, first of all, there was only God. That's it. And God is referred to he, because that was the only term of thinking there was. There was no sex creatures at the time. All creatures created by God in the beginning were spiritual creatures, and none of them had a differentiation of sex. They were all like him. They were spirit of spirit. There's no sex involved. And that's why the term of God is the masculine term. This information is out there. It's known in the universal records. You can access that if you take the time or know where to look. So let's just put an end to that argument. You know, it's a ridiculous argument. The people who say, well, why isn't, how do we know God isn't a woman? Well, these are the people that haven't searched for enough truth. They stopped at a certain point, and I'll just make all my conclusions from here, just like some of the stupid religions in the world. And there are numerous ones. We all have the ones we like and the ones we hate, because some of these religions out there are just plain stupid. You know, there was a certain amount of truth given to the people who started the religion, and they just stopped there thinking they knew it all, and then we'll just base all our opinions and explanations on what we know already, and now we don't need to know anymore. Well, that's why there are stupid religions out there. Okay, but, and I'll give you a bit of truth here. Those of us who've learned to communicate with the higher reality, and when higher doesn't mean necessarily they're better than us, it all has to do with frequencies. That's why there's dimensions 1 through 12, call it vertical levels of existence. It starts with the lower frequencies and goes to the higher frequencies. That's what the divisions are all about. We're living in what's referred to as the third zone of reality. Forget about that word dimension. Let's all start using the word zone. We're living in the third zone of reality, known as physical reality. We're still connected to higher ones, and the word higher refers to the frequencies. I'm not sure if I have the exact quote in front of me right now, but basically, every level of frequency, there's a transducing of the energies. I forget whether it's 1,000 times or 10,000 times or 100,000 times or 1,000,000 times vibrational frequencies faster. And then you go to the next level, you have to multiply and transduce all the frequencies even higher. So by the time you get up to the 12th dimension, everything is moving unbelievably fast, and you probably can't have direct communication with a dimension that high. You know, people usually talk about the, I've picked up on the information, supposedly the first nine zones of reality are connected to the Earth. You know, we live most of our life in the third vibrational parameters. Anything that vibrates faster than us becomes invisible. And some of these invisible creatures have the ability to lower their frequency when they want to make themselves visible to us. Now, there are ways to increase your even visual perceptions to see beyond the normal perceptions of human vision. Scientists know the basic frequency of normal vision, but you can go beyond that a little, and then if some super higher reality wants you to bring you into their reality, they can do all the mathematics for you, and you'll have abilities beyond that of normal men and women, like a superman or superwoman at that particular point in time. But our basic lives are lived out here in the third zone of reality. We call it physical reality. You know, people have out-of-body experiences, you know. And but that's not the major reality that we're interacting with ourselves on. If you want to access the real God, we all have that ability to do that. It's like a special channel. And you just quiet down your thinking. You know, it's referred to as prayer. And you just have to mentally, telepathically think that you want to connect with the real God. And you will. It happens, but you have to be sincere about it. And prayers do get answered. And because I explained this in my book, please, everybody go out and buy this book called Connect the Dots Theory. Explain how it works, you know? And these are important things for human beings to understand, because there's a consorted effort by evil, and I've already identified to you. It's the 12th planet. It's the major one. And, of course, we got the fallen angels are still here. With one of their key players known as the devil, who's still here. Some of the other key players have been taken off the earth already, and there's people telling us who do communicate with the good extraterrestrials. Other bad things have been taken off, but there's still too much evil here that we cannot let down our guard. And they won't let us alone. You know, it would be nice if we all could just, like, mind our own business and go about life, and if everybody left everybody alone, we'd all be fine. But that is not going to happen, because evil is still here, and they have nothing better to do than to interfere with our lives, and they are, as I could say, hell-bent on retaking over the universe. Not the universe, well, they like to do that too, but certainly retaking over the human race until the end of time. And yes, there is an end of time coming for Earth. It's part of a cycle. We're coming to the end of this cycle. It's not the end of the Earth, but it's the end of the time in relation to Earth, because once you get into the other dimensions or zones of reality, time does not exist. It's something that was devised for places of the dimensions 1, 2, and 3. And, of course, we have the so-called scientists lying to us and deceiving us and leading us down the wrong path when they say the fourth dimension is time. No, please. You know, time can exist in the fourth dimension, I hear, but once you get to the fifth dimension, and that's where the Earth is supposed to jump to, some people say it's actually going to jump up to even a higher level, and that's not in our control. The legitimate overseers of mankind are going to do that job, but it's not far down the road. But in the meantime, we need to connect the dots and save ourselves from all the evil that's being perpetrated upon us and all the even worse evil that's being planned, that's in the works now. And so we need to, you can't just sit in your house alone and do yoga, okay? I'm telling you, you know, you might think, oh, I'm fine, you know, let them come in and kill me, I'm meditating. Well, that's not, you have a responsibility to the rest of the human race here too, you know, and we have to take steps at this point in time to protect ourselves from the mass annihilation of the human race, which is in process right now. If you can't see that, well, you know, you're not paying attention. Okay, I hope I've made my point. It's important for everyone to start connecting the dots, and then we need to connect with each other in a good, positive way. And we need to throw out all the stupid old ideas. For one, a multicultural integration. It works for a certain amount of people. You know, I'm in New York, works in Manhattan, okay, but most places it's not going to work. The philosophy was figured out in the 60s. Different strokes for different folks. At this point in time, so we don't waste time arguing, because some groups will never agree with others. We need to segregate ourselves. That's it. Segregation is the way right now. We've let this integration thing go long enough, and it's proven it really doesn't work too well, at least not on Earth. Don't worry, in the afterlife, it does work. Okay, I said I was going to tell a joke, so let me just get off the serious talk now. And here is a stupid little joke. You got to use your thinking abilities to picture it in your mind. Here it goes. Ooey Gooey was a worm. A mighty worm was he. He crawled upon the railroad tracks, the train he did not see. Ooey Gooey. How about that? So anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show, but before we do, an important message or two. Again, this is an educational show. I've talked about this, and I only give mention to products that I use and have found to be good, and that I'm knowledgeable about it. But as public information here, let me remind everybody, the original antibiotic was colloidal silver. It was very expensive. So when penicillin was discovered, everybody jumped onto the penicillin wagon, and they forgot all about colloidal silver, except, you know, modern day knowledge tells us the bacteria, the bad little creatures, find a way of mutating around all the modern day antibiotics. The only one they can't mutate against is colloidal silver. It's been proven. And another important thing is, don't just walk into your health food store or other place and buy one of these ridiculous bottles with 5 parts per million or 10 parts per million or 50 or even 100. It's not enough to really work on much of anything. This is the original antibiotic. Germs and bad things can't mutate against it. It's colloidal silver. Most things can be dealt with, and you get results with 500 parts per million is the minimum that you're going to need to take to solve difficult problems, but 1,100 parts per million is really the one to go with. We're talking about the silver and the gold here. Well, it's silver, colloidal silver, but the most powerful one is the best one to use. 1,100 parts per million. I hope you have a pencil and paper ready. I'm going to give you the phone number to call to the authorities on manufacturing 1,100 parts per million. I happen to know the guy personally. And I've been using the product for years. It works on a variety of things. The main thing is, I'm just going to give you the number. It's 1-800-952-9721. Just call that number and tell them you heard it on the radio. 1,100 parts per million. That's what you want to get, and they'll ship it to you. Comes in 2 sizes, small bottle and a large bottle. But that's it. The number is 1-800-952-7921, and say you want to purchase 1,100 parts per million. Then you'll have your own antibiotic on hand. You don't have to waste money going to the doctors, and the doctors don't know what they're talking about anyhow. They'll try to give you one of the new pharmaceuticals that cost more money and actually eventually create more problems. That's it. The number is 1-800-952-7921. I'm not going to mention the name of the company, because when I've looked it up under the name of the company, there's imposters there, and you'll end up calling the wrong one, because this goes on all the time, people pretending to be someone else just to try to steal business. The number again, 1-800-952-7921. Ask for 1,100 parts per million of colloidal silver, and they will mail it out to you. Okay, that is it for tonight. I'm going to do the countdown, and then the engineer will take it from there. He'll give you the end of one of my rock and roll songs, and then the first song off my new CD, Songs Better Than Dylan. And to inspire you to buy my CD. And you can do that by clicking on my profile at the radio station, and go searching around. Eventually, you'll find a donate button. You can do it through PayPal. It's only $10. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Thank you.
just a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here to my stand without fear, it ain't clear to the